Virginia, I just had a client come in that was had a family sapphire. They've had it for two or three generations, long time. It has a few nicks in it, but they want it reset. So I recommended that we polish out the nicks. What I want to do is get a report on it, verifying that it's real and where it's from.
Well, yes, John, because right now in the marketplace and in the last few years, country of origin plays a tremendous part in the value of a sapphire. We can look at a sapphire and say, oh my gosh, that's a gorgeous blue sapphire. But that sapphire from Thailand or that sapphire from Myanmar is going to be two totally different prices in the marketplace. And not only because of the country of origin, it's also about treatment. Most gemstones we know have had some type of treatment, whether it's heat at the mine site
Oiling.
Or further treatments later on within the gemstones. But most of that has been in the last 25 or 30 years that they have done extensively more treatments on colored gemstones, like beryllium infusion and fracture fissure healing. And those are topics for another time. But what I would say with your client, you definitely want to get the stone cleaned up and then send it to a laboratory for country of origin and treatments, if any.
It's beautiful. I'm going to plan on doing that because once we find out that it is, aside from being real, where it's from, cleaned up, they might find that it's worth a heck of a lot more than they thought it was worth.
Well, I did have a client that bought a ring in Thailand. She did not pretend it was from anywhere else. It was a beautiful blue sapphire, about 6.5 carats. And she had worn it for 35 years and the top of it was all abraded. And the insurance company, when I told them what the condition of the ring was, did not want to insure it in that condition. So she went to you and had the stone taken out and repolished. And then it was sent to GIA, which is one of the laboratories that I would recommend for colored gemstones for a report. Indeed, it was Thai sapphire. Indeed, the only treatment to it was heat. But it was a beautiful, vivid blue color and was still a very valuable gemstone that I think she had spent maybe $5,000 on the ring 35 years ago. And today, with the diamonds in the mounting, the ring is $40,000.
Aren't the unheated sapphires worth more?
Oh, yes. If there's no evidence of any type of treatment, those stones, depending upon the country of origin, can run 3, 4, 5 times as much per carat in value. That's how rare they are.
Yeah. I know that. Sold one before. And it was right. Like, oh my God, I
right.
can't believe it.
I know. You can't believe the price. But once they have that laboratory report,
that's proof.
It guarantees everything we have to offer in science to date.
Exactly. And you need that kind of assurance whenever you're buying something that's real.
Yes. As we have done for decades with diamonds, I think it's absolutely essential that anybody investing any kind of money in a colored gemstone of any value should be getting a laboratory report.
I've seen a big turnaround with reports on colored gems in the past 2 years.
Yes.
They all have reports now.
Yes.
All the big, anything with any kind of value to it's got a report.
Yes. And they have the Prestige Report, which is the laboratory out of New York, the GIA, the Gublin Laboratory in Switzerland. These are all important laboratories to have the reports on the gemstones.
So get your reports. Got it?
Yes. And don't invest in colored gemstones without the reports. Too many ways of fooling
too many,
the
too
eye.
Many, too many treatments.
Yeah,
too many treatments now no, you need
available on the market. You must be very careful when you invest in colored gemstones, just like with diamonds. You need to have assurances that you have credible laboratory reports and you're getting what you're paying for.
Great. Sounds good to me.
Me too, John. Thank you.
Bye for now.